views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello there. I'm Steve Kramer.
And I'm Tim Darter, and welcome to this week's show. And we're going to be speaking about the central channel, which is the 13th step of the practice of living awareness. And we're going to be joined by Bonnie Deisinger, and she is a healing facilitator and instructor and the owner of the Gentle Touch Healing in Northern California. But Steve, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the step before we get into all that.
Yes. So here on Spirit Fire Radio, we basically invite somebody to our show each week who embodies a certain step or tool within Spirit Fire's own meditation practice, which is called the Practice of Living Awareness. And we offer free online meditation almost daily, year round here at Spirit Fire. So there's 14 steps to our meditation program, and we are nearing the end. We're on the 13th step. You know, meditation seriously changes everything. And we love our host network, the Transformation Talk Radio Network, with so many shows dedicated to well-being, to transformation, and to this prospect of a kinder and gentler and more aware existence for us all. And meditation, it can and it certainly does assist in that process. So step 13 of this process, which Spirit Fire's own process of this practice, it's called the central channel. So transformation takes place first in our inner worlds, our inner life, and sort of our inner state of being. And that would be our emotional life, our mental life, or our spiritual life. And then it reflects in our outer world, in our relationships, in our workplace, or in our creative endeavors. But this inner world has got this mechanism called the central channel, and it is sort of the core of our subtle system. It links and informs and coordinates all of these inner worlds. I left one aspect of that out. We talked about emotional, mental, and spiritual. We've also got our etheric body, and that's the energetic counterpart of our physical body. So this physical, etheric, emotional, mental, and spiritual, all of those are expressed through our chakra system. And the central channel is the core of this system. It's the energetic channel that kind of reflects the energy of our spinal cord. We can think of it running the whole way from our head, from our brain, the whole way down to the base of our spine. And in meditation, we've had the step called ground of being. Without us really knowing, but certainly sensing and feeling, when we're working with the ground of being, we're working with the root chakra or the basic chakra. When we work with toroidal flow, we're working with the heart center and the interconnectedness of all things. When we work with the mind or illumined perception, those are both steps within the practice, we're engaging the throat center, which works with the mind. We're engaging the ajna and crown center. And I know Bonnie's over there laughing because both of us will, you will hear us listeners, we will constantly probably say center or chakra. In this show, they are one and the same. Bonnie and I both come from the same school of teaching, which often calls the chakras centers. So they are one and the same, and you'll hear us change those both. So Bonnie, I mentioned you, so hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's so great to have you here. So Bonnie is, I'll just fill people in a little bit more. You know, Bonnie Deisinger, she is a certified practitioner of esoteric healing. She's an accredited teacher of esoteric healing and a professional member of the National Association for Esoteric Healing. That is an American body organization of esoteric healing teachers and practitioners. Wonderful organization. She's also a Reiki instructor, a Reiki master teacher. Bonnie, the list goes on. So, girl, we're so happy to have you here. You know your stuff. We're going to talk about the central channel. So welcome, and just first of all, thanks for all the work you do. I know you work very hard at bringing esoteric healing out into the world and sort of bridging that gap between what people would think is traditional medicine, traditional Western medicine, and sort of complementary and subtle systems, energy medicine. So I'd love to hear in your words, Bonnie, just a bit of your take on the Central Channel and its relationship to esoteric healing.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just tell you about a little synchronicity I had already this morning regarding the show and your Central Channel. On my phone, I get this word of the day, and it came through as beam of light. And how fitting this is with the Central Channel, because this beam of light, that is what is flowing through this Central Channel that energizes our centers, our chakras, to help the energy flow so we have health and well-being, so our emotions are balanced, our mental body is balanced, so we can function better in life. And I love how you have on your website regarding the Central Channel, how it's aligned, but it's also aligned with the higher self, the soul or beyond, because that Central Channel truly extends beyond our physical beingness. That brings the light in.
Well, I love that your word of the day is actually many words.
Yes.
So there's a lot there, huh? It's that we can sort of centralize our concept of one thing, but it is many things. You know, as we are many things, we are many bodies of light. Within the practice, we're constantly sort of breathing light into our system. And so you're 100%, you know, just spot on with that this is this channel that brings light into our system and allows us to sort of spiritualize and enlighten us, you know, as
right.
we go.
Right. And the more light that we let in by using and clearing and balancing our chakras, that it opens up this channel. And the meditation that we do and that you're inspiring people, your listeners to do, helps to open that channel above to allow our soul light to come in.
Absolutely. And within the practice, so we're at practice, or we're at step 13. So we've come quite a ways. We're mm-hmm. only one step away from living awareness. So there really is a sort of wonderful reverence at this step for really that implication of being able to align not only with our innermost, but with our higher selves and with source. And that plays a big part in this work, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, so we've had plenty of guests on the show, and we've talked a little bit about esoteric healing here and there, but we have yet to really address it in terms of the centers, in terms of our chakras, and really talk about those directly. And I think so many of us engage our centers, RC, Bonnie, you're going to be much better at this than I am. I'm going to say centers through the whole show, but I've already told them what I'm talking about, so
yes.
That's okay. So, you know, we really engage our chakras all the time, and we don't necessarily realize the ways that our chakras are constantly communicating, building, evolving, unfolding, and really creating our life right in front of us. So I'd love to hear, you know, a few, if you could talk a little bit, because, you know, I know you just did a wonderful class, and we're going to talk about that later of really the ways you're using this wonderful work. But a few things about the chakras, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure. So the chakras, the centers, they are all functioning and they work synergistically together. So we want to have them all flowing and balanced. The basic center is about our will, our survival, that we feel safe on Earth to be here. And then our sacral center, which is below the abdomen or below the navel, is all about relationships with our families, coworkers, our relationship with money and time. It's about our self-worth, so our relationship with ourself and physical creativity, so like our gymnasts or our dancers, soccer players, athletes. Then we have our solar plexus just above the navel, and that's about our personal power, the I, the me, the mine. And then our confidence and the self-esteem that we have. And then moving up to our heart center, is all about unconditional love, that we're able to love people without expecting something in return, that we can freely give our love versus having a conditional type of love. And then with our throat center, that's about our communication, our mental creativity here. So it's about our artists, our writers speaking here. And our ajna, which is between our brows, deals with our intuition, how we understand things, our knowingness, spiritual creativity. And then our crown center is about our conscious awareness of our unity with the divine. It's open consciousness to spirit, and we can be self-realized when our crown chakra is open.
Wow, beautiful. That was tingly even. You know, what I love about just hearing other words, other people use these words, and just simply being able to follow it myself, is you sense the words you chose get lighter as you move up the centers. You know, I heard you take a beautiful breath when you got to the heart center, because really, it's such a relief, you know, that line when we get up to the heart, we really get to go, we get to feel the connectedness. We get to feel that we're all part of something bigger. It sort of almost takes the personal pressure off of ourselves a little bit. And then as you moved up through throat and writers and, you know, direction and then consciousness and spiritual energy, you just feel the lightness. So I love that process of hearing you start from the bottom and work its way up. You did that beautiful timing. We're about at our first break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the ways that that we use our centers in everyday life and their relationship to the central channel and its relationship to meditation. So we'll be back after this break with Bonnie Deisinger, and we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com, and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. And before the break, we were talking to Bonnie Deisinger about energy healing and its relationship to the chakras. And I know a lot of people, when they hear energy work, they think right away of Reiki. So Bonnie, what is the difference between Reiki and esoteric healing?
You'll probably get different answers on this depending on who you talk to. So, but this is my take. So some of the similarities I'll talk about first is that we all use the same source energy. Any of the energy healing modalities that you hear about. The difference is Reiki is hands-on. You can do distance Reiki, but when your client is in your presence, you're doing hands-on. So you're touching their body, placing your hands different places on the body, where esoteric healing, you are standing back away and you're working strictly in the energy field. And you'll find different clients, you know, they like that hands-on feeling, but then other people like not being touched physically that way. And when my clients come to me, I ask them, you know, can I just use my intuition, depending on which one. But so Reiki is sending energy through the hands, where esoteric healing is sending energy through our ajna. And our ajna is one of our spiritual centers that we work with. And the ajna brings in the love of the heart center and the spiritual energy of the soul and the source. And with esoteric healing also, we do this alignment and attunement process where we align ourselves first with source and then bring the energy through our ajna into our hands as sensors. But then we also align our soul to the soul of the client and back up to source. Where in Reiki, it's not taught that way.
And so I'm curious, when a client comes in, you mentioned your intuition. So in certain instances, you would feel that working with esoteric healing would be more appropriate, or effective rather is maybe a better word, or Reiki. Is that how that works for you?
I find esoteric healing more effective because we're working with triangles, and we're sensing with our hands. We're holding two points within the etheric body, with our hand or finger, and our ajna then is on the center of the triangle that we're balancing. And that triangle is a sacred geometry, and how the energy flows through that stabilizes that particular energy. And with esoteric healing, you can get very detailed if you know the anatomy of the body. Very so detailed.
When you say detailed, can you tell me a little bit more about what you mean about that?
You can go down to even a cellular level, with esoteric healing. One thing I like to do is, so we sweep the energy sometimes with esoteric healing. You're familiar with that, Steve. But I'll balance the liver and the gallbladder and the pancreas, but something's not right. So then I will go, okay, what is the duct? So the duct for the liver duct and the gallbladder duct, what's going on in there, or the pancreatic duct or the common bile duct into the duodenum. And I'll find energy that's stuck in there. So even the organ seems to be balanced. There's something still there that my intuition's drawing me to clear these ducts to allow that energy to flow out.
Beautiful.
So that's kind of just an example.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is quite different than Reiki. I know with Reiki, the energy finds its own way. It's called to sort of come into the body and move to where the body needs it.
And right.
And with esoteric healing, really you're linking, as you said, to the soul of the client and then bringing that soul energy down and trying to move that into areas where that may not be present or there's an imbalance that's causing a distortion where it's impeding that flow is how I guess I would put it, through not only the system, but even through the duodenum.
Right, right. And it's so important that we allow the soul of the client to do the healing, that we're bringing that energy in with esoteric healing, because the soul is the true healer of the form. We know that energy comes from out into the body.
Through the central channel, we come back
through
to that.
Through the central channel, exactly.
And, exactly. You know, I'd love to hear you say just a few words about meditation, because, you know, you teach students, and I've got a number of questions here. I just threw one out, but I'm going to throw an even better one out that's going to lead to that one is, can anybody learn esoteric healing? Because you say that this work with intuition, that it's sensing energy off the body. And I know you teach a lot of students, and I'm just curious, your sort of experience with students as you say, okay, let's go there. Let's start sensing energy.
Yes, anybody can learn esoteric healing. All they have to do is have the desire to help somebody. And there's a lot of times in the very beginning, students aren't very sensitive to the energy. And so they might get discouraged and think, oh, I can't do that. But if you continue to practice, you eventually start feeling the energy even more. And it's all about our intent. Energy follows thought. So what you're intending and where your energy is going, that's what's going to happen. When I first started taking esoteric healing, I was not feeling the energy, but for some reason, I just kept at it, you know, using that imagination. And our imagination is actually, if you follow up that central channel, the imagination comes from the higher part of our mental body, of the Atmic or the Manasic, and the lower of the intuitional body. So up there, bringing that imagination down that central channel, so it works through your mind and then your brain can process it. So even if you're not feeling it, it's your intention and shining that light, bringing that light down and out through your ajna onto that center, that chakra.
Well, I love that you just said your brain, because there's a real distinction between the brain and the mind. The brain is a physical organ, and we need our brain to sort of connect the dots. It is synapses that literally connect these thoughts. And the central channel really moves through our brain and through then to the etheric and then to our mind. And it goes up, as you said, for listeners who may not know the terms monastic or Buddhic. These are planes. These are subtle energy planes that exist as a part of our being. We are sort of like, I like to think of it as precipitations, the way that a cloud gathers enough moisture until it actually turns into a raindrop. And that raindrop is sort of us. We are precipitated from these energies. And it's fascinating to think that this central channel, as you so beautifully said, goes up and connects through all of these planes. It is really almost like, in a sense, our umbilical cord, you know, to subtle energies that really manifest us in all of our, you know, glory, our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical selves.
Correct. And so when I'm working with someone with meditation, I'm encouraging them we start in our heart center and then we move up in that through that central channel, move up with a beam of light and connect to our soul light. And then from there on up to source and back down. And I like to say, it's just like you're taking a bottle brush and you're cleaning out that central canal to allow more light to come in. And it'll start maybe like the diameter of a little coffee straw, and then move to a regular straw up to, you know, a 2-inch pipe. So the more we use it and we're sending energy up and through that central channel, and you can bring it all the way down into your basic center. Mm. It's like you're clearing it out.
And in the practice of living awareness, we actually will bring it down into the earth. We will sort
yes.
of bring mm-hmm. it down. The ground of the earth, because really we are of the earth. We are made of the elementals that exist in the earth. And
exactly.
It's a wonderful process to It's a wonderful process to be able to link all of that, to realize that we are that ground, but we are also that very high spiritual energy and light. And it makes perfect sense that the central channel within this practice, you know, that Donna Mitchell Moniak, who's the founder, you know, this practice of living awareness is really, it's really brilliant. And the science behind it is all there. And at this point within the practice of meditating, as you say, as you sort of coach and lead your practitioners, that there is a point where you really can sense and you have got the capacity to move through these layers and to aspire to higher energies, to the energies of the soul and beyond, and connect all of that into your being. And I know, Bonnie, that meditation is really a huge part of esoteric healing. And I have to say personally that it was because of esoteric healing that I found the practice of living awareness. I really needed a meditation practice that was going to work for me to assist in aligning with soul, aligning to the client's soul, and really feeling meditatively that I was in that space of the intention of just facilitating a healing space and allowing their soul to do the work, which you so beautifully put. We're going to go to a break in a minute. You know, you mentioned the soul, and we have certainly mentioned the soul on Spirit Fire Radio quite a bit. We had William Meter here talking really about this construct of the soul, that it's actually this thing, it's this mechanism. And so when we get back from the break, I'd love to talk a bit about the soul, if you're up for that, Bonnie.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with Spirit Fire Radio.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. This is Steve Kramer.
This is Tim Darter.
And we are joined today with Bonnie Deisinger. She is an esoteric healer. And we've been talking about a particular step of Spirit Fire's meditation practice. It's called the practice of living awareness. And if we are living in our awareness, we are certainly engaging the central channel. We've been talking about its relationship to the chakra system, and I would actually say that the central channel informs, in that it informs, it forms our chakra system. It connects it. It actually is this channel of living light that facilitates our living awareness. It is our connection to our ground of being. It's our connection to our source. And we talked about the soul just before the break. It certainly, our central channel embodies and moves through the core of our soul. It informs our soul. The soul is something that comes into play quite a bit and is common in speaking about esoteric healing. So I'd love to hear, Bonnie, a few words, if you would, on the soul and its relationship to esoteric healing.
Okay. So yes, the soul does embody us. And it helps to energize our chakras, our centers. And we were kind of laughing on breaks that the soul was a four-letter word. and yes, it is. There's many wonderful things about the soul, but the soul is also responsible for the lessons that we go through, the challenges, because what it's trying to do, it's trying to get us to look up to it, to for us to connect. It is our responsibility to connect with the soul. Energetically, we are always connected. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But in order to grow spiritually and evolve in consciousness, we have to reach up and grasp it.
And, you know, certainly, Bonnie, when we don't, right, we feel the effect of that, yeah?
I mean, that's
what you're talking about and why we were saying it's a four-letter word, because it's a challenge sometimes to live soulfully. And we've had a number of shows talking about the personality. So, you know, really there's this point in our lives when our personality becomes a vehicle for the soul, that those two are working together, and that the personality isn't saying, well, I'm doing my own thing. Forget this, you know, unity and it, we're all together thing. I'm doing my own thing because it feels good and I see results. But, you know, often sometimes those results are quite selfish. And if we really look around, if we really are aware within our lives, we'll see that on some level we're creating karma. I would say, is that, what do you say?
Yes. And karma goes both ways. We have good karma and we have karma that's not so good.
Totally.
We're trying to work through all of it. Cause and effect, exactly. And the plane of the soul is that unity consciousness. That's where the beginning of where we're all one.
Indeed. And as you're talking about planes, you know, because we both know a bit or two about this sort of architecture, this energetic architecture of the human being, I find it interesting that the soul, if we actually want to look where it is, it's on the mental plane. It's actually, we can actually contact our soul through the mind. I mean, and that's where we sort of feel it throughout our lives. But in meditation, we're at the level of the observer. We're observing ourselves. We're observing our lives. We're seeing the cause and effect of our actions. And when we're at that point of being able to observe ourselves, it's when we're really noticing, was that decision really good? What were the effects of that decision? And that's a soulful process, I would say.
Yes, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
And esoterically, even the soul is called the causal body, which I kind of love because it is, as you say, it is the cause. I mean, it is the cause of a lot of the sort of, we see them as hardships, but really they're growing pains. They're actually mirroring to us the ways in which we may need to grow. But anyway,
exactly.
I love that esoteric healing is growing. I'm passionate about the subtle systems and really understanding that we are made of energy. And Bonnie, I know that you you play many roles in an organization called the NAEH, the National. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna just have a brain freeze. The
National Association for Esoteric Healing.
And I know that you are on the certifying board for the NAEH. I say NAEH all the time, and sometimes when you got to put the words there, you just go, what?
Yeah.
So you're on the certifying board, which means you are certifying students who have gone through the very rigorous, very, very rigorous training of esoteric healing that takes place over many years. I mean, this training is no joke because our subtle systems are no joke. I mean, we really have to handle them with care, with respect, and really know what we're doing. And so I'm just curious that you see people that are moving through the organization and that are being certified as practitioners. And I would love to know who these people are. How are they using it? How are we seeing esoteric healing expressed, used in the real world?
Okay. So first of all, the fact that we're certifying them for people out in the world who are looking for people to help them, one of the first things they look for is, what is their expertise in this? Do they have a license or a certification that they've gone through that indicates that really they know what they're doing? So we see we have a lot of energy healing practitioners from different modalities who have come and done esoteric healing. So we have those. We have physical therapists who've gone through certification, massage therapists, nurses, doctors, MDs and DOs, psychiatrists. We had an engineer go through the certification process, and an attorney who teaches law at a university that went through the certification process. So social workers, psychologists, teachers, grandmas. Even, and you know, just moms and dads, they may not have a practice of healing, but they do it for their family. And so they wanted to be certified and to help ground esoteric healing into humanity, the awareness of it.
Nice. I really love that you mentioned that an engineer and a lawyer are being certified in esoteric healing, because you know, it's not only really just about working on a client per se. I feel that there's plenty of people who go through esoteric healing that are really interested in the inner workings of a human being, or the outer workings, the ways our inner reflects the outer. And so much of the study of esoteric healing is on that, the way we are engineered, the way that energy actually is used by our system in the ways that we are reflections of that energy. So I can see an engineer really loving it. I know in one of the advanced level classes, both Bonnie and I were actually in an advanced level class together. There was an electrician, and
yes,
he constantly having these aha moments, because really we are electrical beings. You know, you think of a positive, a negative, and a ground, and that's basically points of a triangle. And there are so many correlations with ourselves being electrical bodies, and we've got this sort of, you know, the electrical universe modality. And so I just love it that there's engineers and lawyers, because so much of this is about energetic law, someone who really loves truth, somebody who loves to understand law. There are laws of energy, and that's a big part of this work, I would say.
Right. So once a year we have testing, and it's right before our conference, and it's usually in April. And then we have conferences that help esoteric healers, that we bring new awareness, whether it's a new protocol. We've done a neurocranial protocol, a limbic system protocol. We did some work on the petals of the heart one year. This last conference, we talked about the crystal kingdom, the plant and animal kingdom, the angels and the devas, and how can we bring all those aspects in to help us in our esoteric healing sessions. It was just wonderful. So the conferences are about bringing us additional knowledge to help us, but ultimately for us to help humanity. And then we also have a foundation, the National Foundation for Esoteric Healing, which is trying to put research together and encouraging esoteric healers to write case studies so they can submit it and get grants to get esoteric out there in the world so more people know about it. And people can find out and read more about that. Their website is researchnfeh.com, I think it is. It's either .com or .org.
It is .com. I have that in front of me.
Okay.
And I just want to say to the listeners that, you know, that conference is really quite something. You mentioned, you know, I went off on the sort of lawyers and engineers. These are the people that are applying this very loosely. But there are, you know, there are doctors, nurses, so many craniosacral practitioners, there are orthopedic, or just the list goes on, the people that are using this work. And they bring it into their practice. They bring it into their Western medicine practice and traditional medicine. And they see the effects that esoteric healing has on their work and they report back. So wouldn't you say that these conferences are a time for really the people who have put it out in the world, see the way this is working, and it becomes a collective that then reports back. And there's so much new information that comes about with every conference and really takes it that step, you know, one more step closer to us realizing that everything is energy. Everything is because of energy. And if we are going to heal ourselves, we have to heal ourselves holistically. We have to consider ourselves as all of that. And right. I just find so many people doing amazing work. Mm-hmm. And you must be seeing that as well, that we've come a long way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even, you know, because we're working on ourselves when we're working energy healing on someone else, esoteric healing on someone else, we are healing at the same time. And like the law professor or people who don't have a practice, their energy, because they're raising their vibration, they're affecting all the people that are around them.
Indeed. And there you go. I mean, that was the theme of the last conference. We are the human kingdom, but we are one in that we are connected to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and above, you know, the kingdom of souls, and it goes up higher. And so as somebody is raising their vibration, we say it all the time, change yourself and change the world. So certainly this work in understanding this is really helping bring about energetic change globally, which we love. So listen, we're going to go to a break and we're going to have our last segment. I look forward to a little more chatting with you, Bonnie. We'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, Fun, Easy Drinks for a Healthier Family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, we just love it. We are witnessing amazing transformations in the world. As much as people want to dog and say the world's falling apart, I don't believe it. I think we are really, we're reaching new heights, new awarenesses, new interconnections with all of those around us. And we've been having wonderful conversation with Bonnie Deisinger about esoteric healing and the many ways that energetically we can connect with each other, in fascinating ways that energy healers are finding soul-to-soul connections and helping people heal by bringing soul energy into their bodies and sort of correcting any distortions or blocks in their energy system. And all that's done through the central channel. It's a step we're on in the practice of living awareness. And we've been meditating all week with this central channel. So Bonnie, speaking of transformation, I know you just recently taught a class, and I'm certain transformed your students' lives a bit. I have watched it with classes I teach. After 4 days of learning about the subtle systems and sensing energy and seeing the impact that you can have by simply aligning to your heart and really doing heart-centered, soul-centered work with somebody, you come out of the class just really amazed. But what's really wonderful, Bonnie, and why I say the world's just becoming a better place, is you just taught at JFK University. We're seeing this work, subtle systems work, offered in colleges, JFK University. Congratulations on that, Bonnie. I mean, that's really huge. And so I just want to say hooray for you. I love to hear it. It just fills my heart with joy. And I'd love for you just to tell us a thing or two about that class.
It was a part one class. And an amazing thing that came out of it is I was able to offer 28 continuing education units to licensed clinical social workers, marriage and family therapists, and registered nurses, RNs.
And can I just jump in, Bonnie, and say, hooray! I mean, to think of social workers really aligning with their souls and really understanding the impact that our centers, that are the relationship of our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body, that's just groundbreaking. So, all right, enough of that. But hooray!
throughout the class, they were thinking of clients that, oh, this client is having this issue and they're not working through it. All the talk therapy is not working. But if you bring that energetic aspect in, then they have this higher perspective and they can see it in a different way. That energy is not blocking it, their issues as much anymore.
And so they'd be working through a certain chakra. And that's what's so wonderful about what you're teaching them is how each center is involved in certain aspects of our lives. And we hear with a lot of people with certain medical issues that, you know, the typical treatment is just simply not working any longer.
Right.
And, you know, it's a way that we can apply the subtle systems. I've had plenty of people come to me just saying, I can't find the answer. And through gentle work with the subtle systems, they start to feel some relief and they start to see changes. So everybody can do this work. I know, Bonnie, you mentioned that you would be willing to talk us through an alignment process. We've got a few minutes left on the show, and I think our listeners would certainly appreciate that.
Okay, so this alignment process is something we teach, part of it in esoteric healing. We teach the alignment and then the attunement, but I'm going to go through just the alignment process with you. And it involves that central channel, that light. So if you just sit comfortably wherever you're at and just imagine a light in your heart center and allow that light to expand. And then first, let's just send that light down into the heart center of the earth to help ground us. So just imagine it. Maybe you feel it, maybe you see it. If not, just imagine it. And the earth is our mother. And then draw that light back from the heart center of the earth back up into your heart center. And from there, draw that light up the central channel, up the central channel, up to your soul light, which is about 6 to 8 inches above your head. And then from your soul light, continue that light up the higher central channel, up to source, to God, universe, spirit, whatever your concept of that higher being, the Father energy. And then draw that light back down from source into your soul light. It's coming back down through that central channel. And then from your soul light, bring it back down into your heart center, running through that central channel. And now it's you, the child, that's connected in your heart center with the Father and Mother energy. And that's the process.
Beautiful.
And I encourage my students to do that part first thing when they wake up in the morning. They can do it multiple times a day because it's like you're clearing, using that bottle brush, sending that light through that central channel to clear it out, to allow that light in that channel and that channel itself to expand.
And then we're really just aligning to our core. We're aligning to our higher selves. We're aligning to really the earth that's supporting us. So, you know, anybody could do that at any time during the day and just find themselves aligned. If you find yourself a little bit out of whack mentally, a little bit out of whack emotionally, that sort of process, that very simple process, certainly just brings us back to our center, helps
exactly.
us really to our higher selves and work
right.
from that soul.
Right. Yep. Anyone can do it.
Beautifully.
I encourage everyone to do it multiple times a day.
Wonderful. So, Bonnie, we're nearing the end of the show. I just want to let people know that, you know, should they be in the San Francisco Bay Area, that certainly, or you do distance healing. So check out Bonnie's website. It's Gentle Touch Healing. The abbreviation is GT Heal, the letter G, the letter T, and heal.com. And there's more information on Bonnie, and you can look into some esoteric healing work. Here at Spirit Fire, I'm going to let Tim tell you just very quickly about a retreat that we've got coming up.
Sure. So coming next month, if you've been listening to us each week about the practice of living awareness, you can attend a retreat at the retreat center to actually learn the practice yourself. And this is a meditation retreat for everyone, regardless if you're a beginner, advanced practitioner. And that's going to be May 13th through the 15th of next month. And if you want more information or to register, you can go to upcoming events on spiritfire.com or spiritfireradio.com.
Yeah, so that's going to be a great retreat, and it's going to be led by Donna Mitchell Moniak. She created the practice of living awareness, and Central Channel is going to be a big part of that. So we're going to spend a weekend on the practice, yep. 3 days, great food. Tim and I are going to be cooking our little patooties off, let's put it that way. Making great food. So Bonnie, it's just been great to be with you. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and your excitement about esoteric healing and just the great work that you, that the NAEH and all these wonderful practitioners are doing to just bring us all together and enlighten us.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tim.
It's been great to be with you. So listeners, join us next week. We're going to be on the living awareness step. It's going to be great. The final step of the practice. We will see you next week on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.